Welcome to Vango Notes for Human Resource Management, 11th edition, by Gary Dessler. Chapter 4, Job Analysis. Section 1, Big Ideas. Has your supervisor ever asked you to take on a task at work and you thought to yourself, that's not in my job description? It's the punchline of many jokes, but do you think most people even know what the statement means? Do you? Just what is a job description? And where do they come from? Well, let's answer these questions by looking first at positions and the characteristics of the people to hire for them. Either a supervisor or a human resources specialist will conduct it. The job analysis includes several types of information, including information about the job's actual work activities, such as cleaning, selling, teaching, or painting. The specialist may also collect information about human behaviors like sensing, communicating, deciding, and writing. This part of the analysis includes job demands such as lifting heavy items or walking long distances. The employer may also want information about the job's performance standards like quantity or quality levels for each job duty. Management will use these standards to appraise employees. The job analysis will also gather information about machines, tools, and equipment used in the job. Finally, the specialist will find out about the job's context. Included here is information about physical working conditions, work schedule, and the organizational and social context. For instance, we'll get information about the number of people with whom the employee would normally interact, and whether the job is performed in an air-conditioned office or outside under trying weather conditions. So, job analysis provides all the facts about a job. And employers use job analysis information to support many human resource management activities. Let's look at some of these. Because it identifies the human characteristics required to perform the work, job analysis helps managers decide what sort of people to recruit and hire. It's also indispensable for estimating the value of each job and its appropriate compensation. Compensation, such as salary and bonus, usually depends on the job's required skills and education level, safety hazards, and degree of responsibility. These are all factors you can assess through job analysis. Managers may also use job analysis to determine job duties and performance standards. A performance appraisal compares each employee's actual performance with his or her performance standards. So, the interview uses any relevant background information, such as organizational charts, process charts, and existing job descriptions. Organization charts show the organization-wide division of work, how the job in question relates to other jobs, and where the job fits in the overall organization. A process chart provides a more detailed picture of the workflow. In Step 3 of the job analysis process, the human resource specialist selects representative positions. For example, it's not usually necessary to analyze the jobs of 200 assembly line workers when a sample of 10 jobs will do. Next, in Step 4, we do the actual analysis by collecting data on job activities, required employee behaviors, working conditions, and human traits and abilities needed to perform the job. In the fifth step, we verify the information we've collected by having the worker perform the job with his immediate supervisor. Finally, we use the information we collected and validated to develop a job description and job specification. These are the two tangible products of the job analysis. The job description is a written statement that describes the activities and responsibilities of the job, as well as its important features, such as working conditions and safety hazards. The job specification summarizes the personal qualities, traits, skills, and background required for getting the job done.
Job analysis collects various types of information, including work activities, human behaviors, and A, human requirements, or B, workforce demographics. The answer is A, human requirements. This includes job-related knowledge or skills, education, or work experience, observation is especially useful when jobs consist mainly of observable physical activities, as with assembly line workers and accounting clerks. Question 3. Most job descriptions contain sections that cover job identification, responsibilities, working conditions, and A. standards of performance, or B. compensation amounts, including job enlargement, job enrichment, and A. job diversification, or B. job rotation. The answer is B. Job rotation means systematically moving workers from one job to another, say from bolting on the legs of a chair to attaching the back of the chair. Okay, let's try a few true-false questions. Question 5. Job specification based on a statistical analysis approach is more legally defensible than the judgmental approach. True or false? The answer is true. Statistical analysis is more defensible because it emphasizes what the employee must be capable of doing, rather than a list of the duties she must perform. Question 8. It is critical to gather detailed information about all jobs in the organization. True or false? The answer is false. There may be too many similar jobs to analyze them all, so it's preferable to select representative positions or a sample of representative jobs. How are you doing so far? Ready for some short essay questions? Okay, here's the first of two. Question 9. What are the 5 basic job activities rated with the position analysis questionnaire? The 5 basic job activities rated with the position analysis questionnaire are decision-making, communication, social responsibilities, performance of skilled activities, physical activity, operation of vehicles or equipment, and information processing. Last one, question 10. What are the 5 steps of statistical job analysis? The 5 steps of statistical job analysis are to analyze the job and decide how to measure job performance, select personal traits that should predict successful performance, test candidates for these traits, measure these candidates' subsequent job performance, and statistically analyze the relationship between the human trait and job performance. That's the end of this section. Section 3, Key Terms. Okay, now we'll review some of the chapter's key terms. I'll give you the term and pause a few seconds while you mentally define it, and then I'll come back and state the definition. Ready? Question 1. What is a job description? A job description is a list of a job's duties, responsibilities, reporting relationships, working conditions, and supervisory responsibilities. The job description is one of the products of a job analysis. Question 2. What is an organization chart? An organization chart is a chart that shows the organization-wide distribution of work, with titles of each position and interconnecting lines showing who reports and communicates to whom. Question 3. Define functional job analysis. Functional job analysis is a method for classifying jobs similar to the Department of Labor method, but taking into account the extent to which instructions, reasoning, judgment, and mathematical and verbal ability are necessary for performing job tasks. Question 4. What is a process chart? A process chart is a workflow chart that shows the flow of inputs to and outputs from a particular job. Question 5. What is a job diary or log? A job diary or log is a daily listing made by workers of every activity in which they engage, along with the time each activity takes. Question 6. Define job enlargement. Job enlargement is the process of assigning workers additional same-level activities. This increases the number of activities a worker performs. For example, an automobile assembly line job may be enlarged by assigning the tasks of installing the radio and other dashboard components. Question 7. What is de-jobbing? De-jobbing is broadening the responsibilities of the company's jobs and encouraging departments. Question 9. Define competencies. Competencies are the demonstrable characteristics of a person that enable performance of a job. Job competencies are always observable and measurable behaviors. Last one, question 10. What is performance management? Performance management bases your employees' training, appraisals, and rewards on encouraging and rewarding the skills and competencies they need to achieve their goals. That's the end of this section. Section 4, Rapid Review, the kind of person who should be hired for it. Question 2. What is the purpose of the standard occupational classification? The standard occupational classification classifies all workers into 23 major groups of jobs that are subdivided into minor groups of detailed occupations. Question 3. Define job specifications. Job specifications are a list of a job's human requirements, such as the education, skills, and personality needed to perform successfully. Question 4. What is the U.S. Department of Labor job analysis procedure? The U.S. Department of Labor job analysis procedure is a standardized method by which different jobs can be quantitatively rated, classified, and compared. Question 5. Define job enrichment. Job enrichment is the process of redesigning jobs to increase the opportunities for the worker, compensation, training, performance appraisal, and equal opportunity compliance. Question 7. What is the position analysis questionnaire? The position analysis questionnaire is a very structured job analysis questionnaire of 194 items representing the basic elements that may play an important role in a job. Question 8. Define essential job functions. Essential job functions are the job duties that employees must be able to perform with or without reasonable accommodations. Question 9. What is re-engineering? Re-engineering is the process of redesigning a business process so that small, self-managing teams of employees get the task done together, all at once. Last one, question 10. Why is it preferable to describe jobs in terms of competencies rather than duties? It's preferable to describe jobs in terms of competencies because defining them in terms of duties may describe them too narrowly. Defining the job in terms of competencies is more strategic, and measuring competencies better supports the performance management process. Well done! That's the end of this section. This concludes the Vango Notes for this chapter. We hope you found this audio review helpful. Be sure to check out other Vango Notes for textbooks published by Pearson Education.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.